If you're like the millions of frustrated Americans looking for an alternative to the other senior benefits group and want to support an organization that takes responsible action, then now is the time to join AMAC.
AMAC, or the Association of Mature American Citizens, is the fastest growing conservative senior organization in America. AMAC believes in the values that have made America great: faith, family, and freedom.
AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, but without the liberal agenda.
AMAC stands up for the Constitution, and they fight with a full-time presence in Washington, D.C., calling on members of Congress and the administration to discuss issues and support or oppose legislative actions on behalf of the membership. Issues like health care reform, Social Security, reducing prescription drug costs, and more.
We stand with AMAC, and we hope you will, too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/chicks. Good morning,
everybody. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. How is everybody?
Can I just say that the folks who have joined our Chicks on the Right Insiders group on Facebook, I love these people.
Yeah, you are. So you know what they're doing last night? You are our people.
Do you know what they were doing last night?
What were you doing?
They were posting family photos.
Oh my
god! To share with each other, and I just can't. Like, I feel so much like this is going to be a repeat of the tight knit group of friends that we created back in 2012.
Back in the day.
And I just love this. I mean, I love how close everyone's already getting in that group.
You know, it's funny because we did do that back in 2012, and those people are still friends. Those people like hang out. They still talk. You know, they kind of do their thing. They've moved on from us. but they still like hang out with each other. It's really, we've created that. It's really kind of, we're very proud of that. That's really neat.
Oh my
gosh.
It's our favorite thing.
It is.
And it's growing. So we're up to like 304 insiders now, which is so exciting. And so if you haven't joined yet and you would like to, it is a special group on Facebook. It's like a troll free space because there is a small cost to it. It's $4.99 a month to join. And then you're going to get exclusive videos, from us from time to time, and hopefully some online events if we can figure out how that works. So
right.
We're going to be doing that.
People who actually love us and love the people in there, and they're there because of good reasons. And that's why, and that's what we love that. It's like
it's
a safe space.
Nice. It is. It is like, so safe.
It's like, I hate to use that phrase because it's so liberal, but it's a safe space, you guys. It's safe.
And it's just, I mean, I love these people. And they're so nice. I mean, everybody in there is, you know, talking about why they follow us and what they love about the videos. And then they're sharing just stories about their own personal lives. And they're also asking for, I saw somebody asking for like advice, saying, have you guys gotten to the point where you just want to get rid of all your liberal friends because it's so frustrating? And that sparks some good discussion.
Right.
It's just great. It's just such a great group. Just so happy about it.
That is awesome.
Happy.
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
It is fantastic. It really is.
Okay.
So we got on this morning and I was like, I go, you're going to have to like carry me, Mock, because yesterday was just a hell day. I worked like a really, really long day yesterday. And it's like, there are some days it's really difficult. I'm just going to be honest because I have a full-time job now. And so like, there'll be like a 12-hour day. And then I'm like, oh my God, I have to like plug into politics, because I used to be plugged into politics all day long. And so I
as every your job,
as my job. And so now it's like, I have to do like the job and then I have to go plug into politics and do that. And so it's like having two jobs. And so it's, I'm like, oh my gosh. And so this morning I was just like, you got to tell me like what's going on. Cause usually I know what's going on. Today, I'm sorry, I feel like a bit of a slacker. And she was like, we're going to talk about Paris Hilton. And I was like, what?
I know, I wasn't expecting it either. I saw this headline where she did some interview with some person. It doesn't even matter. She's about to turn 40, apparently.
Oh my God, she is not.
I know, which also freaked me out.
She is not going to be 40.
Yes, she's about to turn 40. And she's apparently been with this most recent boyfriend for 13 months. And, you know, she's calling him her soulmate, and it's super serious, you guys. So she told this interviewer.
You know what it is? You know what it is? And that's hot.
So the reason that she's making news is because she told this interviewer that, because the interviewer was like, how serious is it? And Paris was like, we talk about marriage all the time. We already named our kids. But then she said, we've already gone through two rounds of IVF so that if I want boy and girl twins, I can have them.
Oh, okay.
And Kim Kardashian is who told her that that is even a thing. Hey, if you do IVF, you'll like have a bunch of, you know, you'll have a bunch of embryos or whatever, and you can like decide if you want to have boy and girl twins at the same time. It's disgusting. It's designer baby. It's just, I hate it that that is the reason she's doing it. Not because she's having any fertility problems, just because she wants to be able to have twins.
She wants to be able to have twins and be able to have like a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, a pretty little Fiona.
I mean, can you imagine just being the kind of celebrity and having that kind of wealth that you're just like, I want to have made to match twins.
Right.
So I'm going to go through these complicated medical procedures to do it.
To do that. It's gross. It's completely gross.
It's nauseating.
It's like, blah.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to mess with God. It's like the island of Dr. Moreau crap. I'm just going to mess with the man upstairs. This is what they do, right? They have no idea. They think it's totally fine. I can't believe that Kim Kardashian told her to do that, but I totally can.
Well, when you get your medical advice from Kim Kardashian, maybe you should reconsider. That's all I'm saying. Like, maybe that's not the best person.
You need to reconsider your whole life. Yeah. She's going to rethink everything.
I just cannot believe. I mean, listen, God bless people who struggle with fertility.
Totally.
I mean, I was one of those people, and I get it. I went through the whole, the Clomid. I mean, I did all the stuff. I did the intrauterine insemination. I did all that stuff. And I understand it. And maybe I would have gotten to a point where I would have saved money and done IVF back in the day. I don't know.
But not in a way where you're doing it because you want designer kids.
Right.
Yeah. It's totally different. Yeah.
Yikes. That's gross. Also, you had mentioned, I think before we got on the air, about executive orders, because Biden yesterday signed his 28th executive order.
He's doing more. He just can't stop. He can't stop, won't stop. I don't know. Like, what is happening? And it's like, can you imagine if Trump would have done this? Like, if he just would have kept signing orders and signing orders and signing orders and like just one after the other after the other.
He would have been called a dictator.
Right. This is unprecedented, right? I mean, am I wrong?
No. Okay. Especially this fast. Right. I mean, Trump signed several over the course of his presidency.
Right.
But I don't even know if he hit 28 in his 4 years. I actually don't know. But in 6 days,
it's out of control.
Yeah, that he's literally leading with orders without any legislation whatsoever. And then I can't decide almost if maybe that's a good thing, because the legislation that they're talking about right now is terrifying. So there's this one, Tucker talked about it a couple nights ago, about this HR1 that Nancy Pelosi is like the main sponsor of. And it's essentially, in a nutshell, the whole purpose of it, and it'll pass the House. I think it'll pass the House. I don't know about the Senate, probably so. If this becomes law, we're effed, because HR1 is all about taking the power that states currently have over their own elections and giving it to the federal government. And the federal government just gets to run the elections and decide, we're going to have mail-in all over the country. We're going to have no IDs required. I mean, if that passes,
we're done.
We're totally done. The only saving grace, I would hope, is that it maybe would get fought, and that the Supreme Court would recognize that is unconstitutional. The states have the right to run their elections. And so I can't even believe that this is a thing, but this is a thing. So
yeah, I can believe it now. I can believe anything at this point. I just am like, yeah, that sounds about right. Oh, God. I mean, boys are playing girls sports now. Just it's like, true. How do I even explain that to my 10-year-old? Like, seriously, I had the radio on this morning as I was helping her get ready for school. She's like, she wanted me to help her with her hair this morning. And so she's in the bathroom with me and the radio was on, 93.1 was on. And Tony Katz on the radio, who's on 93.1 in the morning, who was on our on the station that I used to be on with you. He was talking about that. And I and so she was like, you know, I have questions. You know, I mean, it's like she didn't say that, but I could tell like her face was like, what is he talking about? And so I kind of had to explain a little bit of the whole like, oh, God, because she's a swimmer. And so I basically said, listen, there are boys who identify as girls and those boys are going to probably, you know, they're going to be in a position where they can at one point say, I want to play your sport. And at some point they may be able to say, I want to take your scholarship. And they're going to be in a position where they can do that. If you are in, if you are up for a scholarship one day. And she was like, well, that's not fair. And I said, yeah, it's not fair.
And then if 11-year-old gets it.
Right.
I mean, this shouldn't be that complicated.
This is the thing. So, I mean, nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing. Because they're lunatics. These people are lunatics.
Yep. Total lunatics. Biden is also considering, I saw this on the Daily Mail today, that he might start requiring those rapid COVID tests for domestic travel.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how utterly paralyzed the airline industry would become if that were to actually happen?
Did he give a timeline, Mock? Did he give a timeline? Because we're going to be traveling in August for, probably sooner than that, but our boy's getting married. And so, and I wonder about them because they've been talking back and forth to us because they're like, I wonder what's going to be going on with travel because we want to go on a honeymoon. We're probably going to have to do it domestically because we probably won't be able to travel anywhere internationally because of all this COVID crap, even in August, because I mean, they don't feel like they're going to be able to do that. But, you know, I wonder what's going to happen with that.
I mean, the headline says Biden is, quote, actively looking at making COVID testing mandatory for domestic air travel, despite fears it would deal a hammer blow to the already beleaguered airline industry.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. It's like, it's okay. So it's the rapid test. But
I guess.
Right.
I mean, they're saying because, you know, that rule took effect for international travel yesterday. So that's you have to have a negative test taken within 3 days of travel.
Okay.
And then I can't even imagine like there's so much domestic travel still. I don't even know that testing facilities would be able to keep up with that demand.
And
it's such a dumbass idea.
Exactly. And how do you do that? How is that administered? I mean, do you have to bring one to them? Can you fudge it?
Maybe they should just have dogs.
They should have COVID sniffing dogs.
That's what they're doing at the games.
But this is the thing. What happens if a dog sniffs it in the line and then you're just like,
you don't get to go.
You don't get to fly. You don't get to go where you need to go. Could you imagine just the outrage of people? And what if it's false?
Right. Or what if they can, like, is there a difference between the virus and the antibodies for the virus? Like,
this
what
is
if
the
you
thing.
Have the antibodies because you've already had it?
Because let's all face it. We all know that these tests are not always accurate.
Right.
They've been completely inaccurate on many an occasion. So what if that happens? If you're getting ready to take a trip that you spent $400 on that ticket and then you're supposed to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Or like somebody's depending on you to be there and you're getting ready to board a plane and they're wrong about the test. Then what happens? Then you got lawsuits. You got all sorts of crap that's going to happen. I mean, that's a big mess waiting to happen.
I know. I couldn't believe that that's even being considered. That's just
crazy. Absolutely
nuts.
Right.
I have other Hollywood gossip. Remember Elliot Page, who used to be Ellen Page?
Yes.
She just divorced his husband, right? No, his
wait.
Wait a minute.
His wife, the girl. Yeah, he divorced a girl.
Yes.
She
was a lesbian, and then she became a trans man. Well, she became a trans gender non-binary person. So I don't know what.
Still biologically a woman, but identifies right. as a man.
Yeah. So anyway.
And divorce the woman. And divorce the woman. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was, you know, this was what, not even 6 months ago that they made this big announcement. And the wife, Elliot, now Elliot's wife was like, oh my God, I'm so supportive. And this is, he's so brave. You know what I mean? It's all that stuff. And now
are you serious?
Like, bye. Oh yeah.
So is she really still supportive now? Or is she like,
well, they both removed all photographic evidence of their time together from their social media accounts,
really?
Except for the announcement. So, like, the wife kept Elliot's announcement along with her response to it, which was, oh, my God, I'm so proud of her.
That's so weird. Why would you do? So you basically, you got rid of, this is so typical liberal crap. You get rid of history.
Yeah, exactly. Just whitewash it. Just pretend
it
didn't happen.
Pretend that history didn't happen.
Well, it's what they're, it's like they've already gone back on IMDb and changed the credits of Juno. You know what I mean? To show that it was Elliot Page instead of Ellen.
That's weird, like, because it's a girl in the movie. You
are you gonna erase the fact that Bruce Jenner won the Olympics? You can't undo that.
Are you gonna like make us think that that was a dude in the movie? Because it was a
girl.
She
was pregnant.
Exactly.
What in the world?
Again, these people, lunatics.
I know. And they're like, you guys are science deniers.
Right.
Okay.
You guys are such science deniers and you're weird.
I mean, what in the hell?
What is wrong with you? You're so antiquated. You're just so antiquated. So old fashioned. Oh my God. It's a girl in the movie, you morons.
Right. I mean, that's the whole point.
I can see it. I have eyeballs. The hell?
Are you trying to deny that men can get pregnant? How dare you?
Yeah, I'm actually denying that. I'm denying it because science.
Right.
Good Lord.
So remember how a few months back, or I don't even know how long it's been now. Has it been a year since Linda Tripp died?
Oh my God. Yeah. It's been, I think, over a year.
Okay. Well, right. She apparently had a memoir and now it's being released posthumously. And
oh, snap.
It has so much dirt on the whole, like, specifics.
Oh, I want to read it.
I know. There's so much good juice in there. Like, there's stuff that she talks about, stuff that Monica Lewinsky said about, like, grabbing Bill Clinton's berries at inappropriate
times. She grabbed him by the...
Right.
The... You can't say that.
You can't say it.
You can't say that.
But that's the kind of like dirt that's in there. It's salacious gossip. And I am here for it.
Totally here for it too. Listen, I'll tell you what. You buy it and then I'll borrow it.
Okay. Deal.
You get it all worn in and then I'll borrow it from you.
Yeah. So, I mean, Monica's got to be furious. But it's not like it's Linda's fault. She's dead. So
right.
I don't even know how that even happened.
It's like, what are you going to do? Get mad at Linda all over again? She's all sorts of dead, Monica.
So she died last April.
Yeah. I thought it was about, because I remember talking about this on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Post Hill Press who is publishing it. And so Monica can be mad at them if she's going to be mad at somebody.
Well, I mean, in her family, I would hope that her family would benefit a little bit from that, right?
Yeah,
she has kids. Linda Tripp probably has children. I know she has children. We talked about that. And she told her kids about stuff like that. And she got to a place in her life where she had made peace with all that.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
So there's a line from it. So Linda, this is like an excerpt from the book where she says about Monica. She would gush that she had maneuvered into a position to grab his genitals with no one being the wiser, delighted to have given the big he a little love massage. God. She says, you absolutely won't believe this, but I squeezed his balls right in the middle of throngs of people, she told me in November, adding her trademark loud laugh, a guffaw that could be heard several offices away. That's the kind of stuff that's in this book.
Oh my God, I have to read it.
I know.
That is...
I know.
Wow. Okay.
Update on the whole Claudia Conway debacle that happened yesterday. Holy crap. If you guys, that was happening literally real time during the show yesterday. It was
that
insane.
That girl.
Oh my God.
Wow, you guys think that you have seen some teenage angst. Oh, damn.
Right?
She's just
out of control.
She's a walking nightmare, that one.
Well, the latest is that she's apologized to Kellyanne for accusing her of leaking a topless photo of her on Twitter.
And I can't with this family.
She's now saying, I believe my mom would never do that. I think she was probably hacked. And now we're all going to take a break from social media to work on our relationship.
Right. For
how
like a day.
How many times have we heard this?
I mean, they've taken a break like 14 times for like, I don't know, 3 hours. This is how long they right. take a break. It's so
and
ridiculous.
And then she'll be back and showing her boobs on Twitter again.
I'm waiting for the day that Ryan Seacrest gives them a reality show.
Oh my God.
This is going to happen.
They probably should just do it.
They're going to get a reality show. I think that's what they're posturing for at this point. Because it's just a clown show in that house.
Yeah. They're such an awful family. Because even if it's true that Claudia is really the worst of them and, you know, her parents are fine with her, they're not fine. Because there's tons of video where you can clearly hear Kellyanne calling
screaming.
Her names that are just... I can't imagine calling a child of mine those names. I mean, it's just an awful, horrible family.
It's an awful family. And then you got George as your dad.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
He's like a cartoon.
Yeah, he is like a cartoon.
Right.
That whole family is just disgusting. And then he was the one, it was close to like noon yesterday where all of this drama was happening, and then he posted one of Claudia's TikToks and said, my daughter has asked me to release this.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you're a dad. Why don't you take her phone away from her?
Right.
You could have solved all of this really easily.
Both of them could have done that years ago.
Yep.
You paid for the phone to begin with. You pay for the house she lives in.
Yeah.
You pay for the clothes that she had. You pay for all that you did at the beginning. You probably don't now because she's making money off of the stuff that you provided for her in the first place. So now you've enabled her. I mean, this is the thing. They have enabled all of this behavior. They did that.
Absolutely.
So gross.
It is. It's just vile. Absolutely vile. Miley Cyrus. I know this is a very like celebrity heavy episode of our show today. But Miley Cyrus is getting flack from the LGBT, like an LGBT, magazine.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to figure out which magazine it is.
Is it Out?
Out. Yes, that's exactly right. Out magazine is mad at Miley Cyrus because I swear to God, it's so crazy how the infighting. So Miley Cyrus said during an interview on Barstool Radio that she thinks girls are hotter than boys, and that you know, she's after like having obviously experiencing both like sex with both genders, she just says everyone knows. I'm just gonna say her quote, even though the words are naughty. She says everyone knows that tits are prettier than balls. That's what ended up making female relationships make more sense to me. So that's what she told the radio. So Out Magazine is furious because they say that she is spouting TERF talking points, which if you're unfamiliar with the acronym, TERF stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminism. I can't believe I know that. Oh my God.
How do you know that?
I have no idea.
I saw this story the other day. I didn't see the people being mad. I just saw her saying this and I was like, oh God. You know?
Well, apparently you're not allowed to, the reason that they're mad at her is because they're saying that she's engaging in something called gender essentialism. And
what?
So I don't know what that means. I know what some things mean, but I don't know what that means. And so she says, the magazine says, having a gender preference or even genitalia preference in who you sleep with is obviously not a problem, but to reduce dicks and balls to only men's bodies contributes to dangerous beliefs about trans women.
Oh my God, this is where we are again. Again. It's like, it's just complete madness. It's mad. mad at.
It's like, I can't even believe the words that are coming out of my own face right now.
And there are people who are like, I'm so offended by that.
So when she's pissed it's off like, the LGBT they're community, offended. I don't
offended,
know.
But see, they're offended by that rather than just being offended by Miley in general. That's the thing. That's what's so absurd. I mean, can't you just be offended by the fact that she's her?
And that she's taking up space in the universe?
Right.
That's what the problem is.
Right, and that she's wealthy beyond belief for doing what? For doing what exactly?
She for twerking her ball. Chicken butt.
She got on a ball and sang that awful damn song, y'all. People gave her money for that.
I just, oh my right. God.
Damien says it best. These people make me want to kick a puppy.
Don't do that, though.
Don't, Damien.
I love puppies.
Try to refrain, because puppies are awesome. Don't kick a puppy or a dog. Don't do it, Damien. Come down from the ledge.
Oh, my God.
I cannot.
All right. So that is all I have.
Yeah. I don't. Listen.
That's all I've got.
That's the kind of day it's been, you guys. Listen, I also have to just point out that I cannot stand Jen Psaki.
Oh, my God.
I know
why
that
is she always sticking her tongue out? What is that?
Listen, I know that my hair looks like shit every time we come in here.
That is fake news.
But she needs to brush her hair if she's going to be up there. I just noticed that a lot. She just looks disheveled. Remember how beautiful Kayleigh McEnany yeah. looked every time she got up on that stage? Let's all take a moment. Just to remember Kayleigh. Okay. Can we all take a moment? It's like,
I will remember you.
I mean, she was just a vision. She was a vision. And then we got this Jen Psaki who, like, I mean, I don't even like her last name.
McEnany. Well, and it's pronounced Saki. The P is silent. Because, of course.
That's even worse.
I know.
That's even worse. It's Saki.
Yeah. It's Saki. Not like the Japanese alcohol, because that's sake.
We all like sake, but sake? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I will say that I do love that she's taking questions from Peter Juicy, who always, he asks the actual questions.
But she doesn't answer the questions.
No, she dances.
She takes them. She takes the questions.
But she doesn't keep the questions.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Props to anybody who recognizes that Seinfeld reference.
If you understand that Seinfeld reference, then you too should be in our insider group.
You should. Why are you not in our insider group?
Why are you
yet?
Not in there?
It's the greatest group of all time.
Right. Right. You should totally be in there. Okay, you guys. I'm gonna go do some work.
Yeah, you've got a busy day of things.
Why do you got to remind me of that, Mox? Anyway, you guys, bring it in.
Bring it in.
Bring it in. Bring it in. Hmm. It's Wednesday, right?
Hump day.
It's yes. Wednesday. Mock, mock, yes. Mock, mock, mock. Okay. You guys have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
What is President Trump's reaction to big tech censorship, and what can he do about it? This is Sarah Carter. Rudy Giuliani joins me to explain why taking away free speech in America is really taking away America. Find The Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.